by Cheryl Robertson, who is an associate professor, School of Nursing, University of Minnesota. Her research is in refugee health with a focus on war, trauma, stress, and coping. She is developing a global health certificate for a new DNP public health nursing program. Thank you.
It is really good to see all these people out here on the last day of the last session of the last day. It's you guys are tenacious. What I want to talk about today actually is really sort of the precursor of a program that we're developing in the School of Nursing at the University of Minnesota. And I'm hoping that there is time at the end for some discussion because I'm going to be really curious how folks in other schools are doing this. Now, what do I do here? Just press. I have no relationships of any sort to disclose. I have, unfortunately, no financial relationships with anyone. Yeah, perhaps that's a good thing. So today, we're just going to talk a bit about the challenges for developing global health disciplinary focus and a little bit about some of the courses that we've put together and talk about issues related to, you know, the sort of when you're looking at sort of the tension between breadth in a topic and depth in a topic and academic rigor. And I suspect these are issues that other folks have been thinking about as well. So I think that there are some areas that we agree across the board, and that's that public health nursing graduate students do need a broad understanding of global health issues, and I think that's a given. And I think it's also understood that students need an opportunity to specialize. And, they, and as you were saying, how many global health experiences did you say for nursing? 154? We're out there, something of that sort. That's huge. And the number of students in my classes who come to us having a global health experience is dramatically different than even, you know, 5, 10 years ago. And students are really demanding global health content in their classes. And I would suspect that is the same for everyone across the board. And it used to be that I would be, when I would teach my introductory courses, there would be a handful of students that had experience and they had leadership role in the class for the majority of students that didn't. And that has really turned around now. It seems that almost everyone in my classes has some kind of experience, formal or informal. I think that where we disagree, or not disagree, because it hasn't gotten deep enough for actual disagreement, but I think where we, where there isn't any consensus is, so what is a global health focus? I mean, it's like, that's kind of like saying we're going to study American healthcare. Well, that would be broad. So you've got everything from looking at, you know, the Canadian health system to structural adjustment policies, decentralized health systems, capacity issues, infectious diseases, health in developing countries, health in emerging economies, you know, Eastern Europe and the stands and the like. So what is realistic to have to be considered a global health focus? Again, arguing with that breadth of knowledge or depth and building on knowledge that's out there and, you know, what is needed to create what you would call creating an area of expertise. So as the person that's doing this, what I bring to the table is I've been a public health nursing, public health nurse forever. And so I've got boatloads of practice experience. And I've got a lot of experience overseas working in community-based healthcare, USAID child survival programs, and the like, the kind of traditional primary healthcare focus in really poor countries. And then I left position at the Center for Victims of Torture in Minneapolis as the International Programs Director there to join the world of academia. And so I had this very specialized area in terms of looking at health issues in places where armed conflict and repression is happening. The research program that I have at the U focuses on armed conflict and health, refugee trauma, stress, and recovery. So I walk into the situation with pretty limited knowledge of health systems issues in, say, Western Europe or Scandinavia, and a lot of experience in health issues facing countries that are having the hardest time of anybody. Well, does that focus warrant the focus for a global health focus in nursing? We are very lucky, and the School of Nursing at the University of Minnesota is part of the larger Academic Health Center and the School of Public Health and Medicine, Pharmacy, and the like. The School of Public Health has a global health focus in its curriculum already, and graduate students who are getting a graduate degree in public health nursing have the option of doing a dual degree in public health nursing as well as an MPH in the School of Public Health. It's more difficult, it's a bit cumbersome, and yep, it's not as smooth as we would like to see it, but it's commonly done. So the School of Public Health Global Health Focus really has a strong epi focus, a lot on tropical diseases, and an amazing series of courses that focus on HIV/AIDS with folks like Alan Lifson and such at the helm. And so the School of Public Health has a nice little epi focus. So for the public health nursing focus, been trying to look more at historical perspectives in the primary health care, community health care movement from pre-Alma Ata to the systems now, looking at health systems infrastructure, trying to look at big picture issues, macroeconomic constraints, a fair amount about IMF, World Bank, and issues that affect capacity development in really poor countries, and particularly with a focus on nursing. And so we're trying to provide students with an option then of the EPI focus that they can get in the School of Public Health and more of a systems focus that they can get in the School of Nursing. But again, the focus does remain on, you know, the less than a dollar a day crowd, the poorest of the poor countries, and which for some would not be considered enough breadth for a global health focus. So we have, designed, taught, and evaluated 5 seminar courses. So it's pretty cool. I've been able to come on board and pursue developing and teaching courses that I absolutely love to talk about. What could be better? And trying to look at complexity of health problems and trying to not stay mired in adoring the problems, but really to look at creative interventions and to look at not just in developing world, not just in the developing world, but in resettled refugee communities as well. So as a way to bring issues that folks are struggling with around the world into neighborhoods at home. Tried to put together a range of formats that would be make it available to most folks. We've got traditional face-to-face classes, and one of them is public health priorities in the developing world and seeking solutions to global health problems. So those are traditional meet seminar courses. They're all small, under 20 people, meet around the table. And then we do a summer institute with the School of Public Health, and I teach a course on war and public health issues and refugee health issues for public health nurses. So these are super intensive 1 week, they're 1 week and all day for a week. So, and then I'm just now in the midst of my first web-based course on refugee health, trauma, stress, and coping. Not surprising. And so those are the options that we have out there so far. And the good news is the evaluations have been stellar. They're super interdisciplinary. I've got students from all over campus, which has been great, that they fulfill School of Public Health, global health requirements, and they fulfill courses for an interdisciplinary human rights minor that we have recently developed through the law school. So that's the good news. The challenges is that I don't have a lot of nursing students in them. So this is the challenge that our graduate programs, and I'm not sure because how graduate programs in public health nursing look elsewhere, are very, very lockstep, where there's very little room for electives. And so, and of course, as the students in graduate programs, and that is shifting over time, but are often people that have financial and time management barriers to be taking a whole lot of extra courses, so that are not required. So my courses fill up, and I've been doing this for a few years now, and well, I've been adding courses as I go along. The courses fill up; they're very popular. But I have a handful of nursing students in all of them. And this year, for the first time in my refugee health course, I actually have a handful of undergraduate students, bless their hearts, who, I mean, talk about a full curriculum as if these guys have any business taking electives. But they are, because they've taken another course from me. And so, you know, so I'm slowly developing a small fan club, but it's pretty small. And as a result, I'm on lots of School of Public Health final project committees, which that's a fine thing. But, you know, I'm pretty committed to the public health nursing crowd. And it remains an issue. And one of the reasons that my colleague Linda Halcon and I wanted to present this here at APHA is thinking maybe I'd be hearing from some other public health nursing faculty about ways that they address these issues. So we are just shifting towards the DNP like so many other folks, and so the DNP in public health nursing makes its debut in fall of 2009, which really freaks me out when I think about what we need to do, but nonetheless. And there's going to be a global health subspecialty in that. So we will be evaluating the number of students and looking at postgraduate employment in global settings and looking, of course, to refine courses to meet the student needs. And that lies ahead. And of course, there's lots of questions about a whole new focus, the DNP focus, and specific to public health nursing, but that would be a different discussion. So I think that's it.